Richard Massey, Meridian Grace, we always have fun. Hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am. It is patrick@oneradionetwork.com with an email. We're live here this morning, November 30th, 2017. Okay, Meridian, so I'm going to do your recommendation, your Jack Cruise. I just put my ice pack back on right there on the lower back to get the, rid of the rest of this. So you thinking, Dr. Cruise says you just leave it on forever, just for a long time, right? 6 hours, whatever. Oh,
6 hours. Cool. Sometimes you need to do it for, you know, for him, after he did a really intensive surgery without taking any pain meds.
Yeah.
He wanted to see if what he was telling people would work. So right. He put himself through what I would consider to be insanity, doing this particular procedure that was extraordinarily painful. And he literally was on ice for 2 or 3 days.
Whoa.
But he was able to do it with no pain meds.
With no pain meds. Right. There's a new, this is pretty cool. You know, those Ruskies, boy, they're the problem. Actually, Russia is coming out with a thing soon, which has all of the power and the two really strong pain meds, you know, like the opioids and all of these things that really work, you know, to get rid of these the pain, these all these pharmaceutical, but it's not addictive.
Well, are they going to stimulate parts of the brain?
Wow. I don't know what I don't know, Meridian, but it sounds fascinating, boy. Whew,
yeah.
Man, that'd be the bomb, wouldn't it? Oh man, if you could really help people to get out of pain, if they're, you know, without addicting them some drug, boy, that'd be,
yeah, something that would actually tell the Homeland Security welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party.
Don't be scared, you know.
It's all good. It's all good. Move. Just watch Kim Kardashian videos. You'll be fine. Okay, we got a caller on. We got a caller on hold, and we're going to get to that call. We're going to take this little break. Previously on our show, we talked to the now legendary Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, and he mentioned sulfur. He's a fan.
The conditions in our world and our environment are changing so dramatically that people need to have a whole host of self-help tools and methods. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thrilled about your version of MSM. It's a right way to go. You know, sulfur is part of most of the detox enzymes, and the critical part that is right now, we have a much, much higher need of healthy sulfur than we had even 10 years ago. And so I followed your work a little bit, you know, that you're on the right track with what you are promoting.
Well, Dr. Klinghardt, we've heard from thousands of people over the year how they really love this product. You can click and order our Pure Sulfur, three prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide, right here, or email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, for a discount for more than 4 pounds. Pure Sulfur, one of the few places where you can get this product. oneradionetwork.com. Previously with Daniel Vitalis, talking about elk velvet antler from Surthrival.
Elk antler or deer antler products are probably the most regenerative substance that we can find in nature, at least for mammals. A couple things that I think are really cool about it is that it's got six types of collagen. That's really amazing. When you think about the antler of an elk or a deer, these are an organ that grow in just 3 months' time and then fall off, and the very next year they grow back. Mammals don't typically regenerate organs that fall off, but antlers from all of the cervid mammals are completely regenerated. In order for them to regenerate, they need to contain substances that cause regeneration, and that's like the 24 growth factors that we find in elk velvet antler.
Regeneration, we like that word. Growth factors, we love that word. For boys and girls, that's you. Exclusively from Surthrival and exquisitely produced, Daniel Vitalis, OneRadioNetwork.com. We're with Al Carter. He's one of the top authorities on rebound exercise. Now, you talk about G-force and really leveraging being one of the most effective forms of exercise. Can you explain why that is?
Yes. With rebound exercise, we're using two other forces that are natural, the force of acceleration and the force of deceleration in a vertical mode. They come together with gravity at the bottom of the bounce, which means that you're developing a greater G-force effect at the bottom of the bounce, and the cells of the body have to become stronger, and they really don't have a choice.
So then you're using this idea of going up in the air and coming back down as actually increasing the force on your body.
It's increases the force on the body, on every cell in the body, regardless of where it is, which means that you're not only exercising the muscles, you're exercising the bones, the involuntary muscles, the muscles of digestion and elimination, and even the cells of the eyes.
The Rebound Air Rebounder. We think the best with a lifetime warranty. Click and order, front page, or in our store, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, here we are. Back. It is 25 minutes after the hour. Great song, Lost in Love. Whenever I hear that song, I kind of feel like floating in space kind of thing. I don't know what that is. So I was thinking about, boy, wouldn't it be fun if you could, they should have a place where you could go and do a session where you could just not be in gravity, you know, and float around. Wouldn't that be cool? Man, I want to do that. Because I do that in my dream life as soul, but I'd like to do it, you know, with the physical body. It'd be fun. So let's do that. We could start a business, do like Lost in Space or something like that. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I'm with you there. I was so excited the first time I went scuba diving in Cozumel. I was a little bit scared. It was our first time out with the instructor. And I had the experience of weightlessness for the very first time in my life in front of that beautiful coral reef in Cozumel. And, you know, when I would inhale, I would come up off the bottom of the ocean, that white sand, I would take off like an airplane. And then when I exhaled, I would slowly land. And the current was pushing us past the reef. It was like watching something just go by. And it was wonderful feeling weightless.
I kind of lost you. You mean in the water, you feel like that?
Oh, yeah, completely weightless.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah. I mean, it was really beautiful. And I was so lost in that, I wasn't paying attention to any of the lessons. I was just being carried by the current in front of the reef. And when we got back up on the boat, all of us, the instructor came over to me and quietly said, "Can I have some of what you're on?"
Dude, what do you got? Was it scuba or snorkel?
Scuba diving.
Oh, so you're down below because you got a little tank on.
Yeah, we were in about 20 feet of water.
Yeah.
And so I could absolutely just land on the sand every time I exhaled. I would just come into it for a slow motion slide into the sand.
Like down, like, you would go, you, when you, Like when you when you exhaled into the little mouthpiece thing and you were just...
Yeah, it just went down and then I would inhale and I would take off and fly back up.
Oh, man, I want to do that.
I know. It was, I was so impressed. I'd always wanted to feel weightless my whole life and thought it would never happen. I thought you had to go up in the space thing and do a free fall.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, try, just take a scuba lesson and let them just let you lay down there and breathe.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I really enjoy it on the astral plane where you can do it when your body's sleeping and jumping off of buildings and knowing that you're not going to squash, you know, and I've done that a lot. And man, you just jump off and you just kind of land like in the movies, and it's like Batman, you know. It is so cool. It's just, wow, I just love doing it.
Yes. And said earlier reminds me of that, that experience you had in the past. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but
what's that?
You know, listening to that song and saying whenever you hear that song, you feel like floating out into space.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that experience with you and that beautiful young lady in the car that night.
Oh, when I went in the tunnel. Yeah. Ooh, man. Yeah. 1984.
Yeah.
And somebody was holding my hand is what he's talking about. And now I know it was my teacher who I have now because I recognize the vibe, but I didn't know at the time. And he or it, the state of consciousness, just took me out. And I was parked in a car with a lady, and it was cold, and we were huddling. We had all these coats on and everything. Next thing I know, I'm going in the tunnel and going up towards the light. And it was amazing, man. I felt so amazing, so free, so light. I mean, just like, you can't even describe the feeling, you know, so... If dying, what they call dying, is anything like that, man, I'm in. Let's do it some more. So I did that. So those of you that didn't hear the story, and I was just kind of going, and I knew somebody was there with me, but I didn't know who it was, but I wasn't scared, you know, at all. I just kept going, and it was just beautiful. And at some point along the line, I was just doing telepathically with this being, whatever it is, state of consciousness, and I start thinking about, well, what's going to happen? And I had a German Shepherd at that time. So what's going to happen? And her name was Pax, you know. What will happen to Pax? And what will happen to my mom and dad? And what will happen to this, my girlfriend here? I mean, if I keep going. And then I just got telepathically that, oh, they will not exist. They will not exist. It's like, okay. That was interesting. They will not exist. And so at some point I knew that I couldn't keep going even though I wanted to. I just knew it, you know. And the nanosecond that I knew, I was back in my body, you know, just the nanosecond that I knew I couldn't go any further, it's just boom, back in. And this girl was freaking out. She was I woke up and I was like on my back and she was freaking out, and she's saying, I was about ready to call 911. I thought you died. She said, all the blood left my face. And I was just, I guess they call that a near-death experience or whatever they call them, you know?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, so those of you who, if translating or dying or anything is anywhere close to that, don't worry, it'll be fine. It'll be a good day. Have you guys ever had one of those kind of things, Meridian or Doc?
Yeah, I did actually, and the amazing thing is when I did my timelines, it came out exactly to be on the anniversary of my birth experience.
I'll be done.
Where I was told that I died or nearly died at birth and had to be resuscitated twice. I had two out-of-body experiences out of nowhere on the anniversary of that.
On the anniversary.
And, yeah. Of course, I didn't know that till like a year ago, but I'm 22 years old, and on my timelines, it was the anniversary of my birth. And so that's one of the things I help people do. And if you want to go on YouTube, you can see it for free. It's called Family Biology. And on that YouTube, it's awakeninghealth.com. Click on media and blogs. And it was a gathering of friends. And on Family Biology, I talk about the two different timelines. And when you put your events on those timelines, you see how many of them actually are occurring on certain anniversaries and in certain patterns. And it was, for me, it was my mother's fear and love that called me back into my body. She was there watching them resuscitate me. And
oh, I'll be done.
It was her longing for me to be back in my body that pulled me back in. And I had that same experience again when I was floating out into space and the earth was in my chest and I was reaching out to the stars. It was like, you know what? If I keep going, I might not find my way back.
Yeah.
And as I thought that, just like you said, I was instantly back in my body.
As soon as you questioned whether.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, yeah, but that was kind of cool. So I relaxed and it happened again.
That right then, the same time?
The same thing, twice. I got resuscitated twice. Now, but I didn't know this for another 40 years, that's what that was, is that people replay their birth experiences on certain anniversaries in their life, and you can find those on these timelines. So, yes, that was kind of fascinating to give it some context and to realize how much emotion my mother was feeling at the time of my birth. Which is what all of us soak up. You know, we don't have an identity yet at birth. We don't know we're Patrick or Richard or Meridian. And we're just soaking up whatever stress is in the delivery room to help mom and dad make it, you know? And that's our job at that point as biology creatures.
I guess there could be something to the idea that, like Meridian did, you did the whole birth thing really cool, where the softer you can keep it and the less lights and slapping and cutting and whatever.
Yeah.
That they do, you know. That's got to be less traumatic, you know, like, whoa, what are you doing to my Mr. Happy down there? Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God. Let's take this call. Okay. Hi, thanks for waiting. You're on the air with Meridian and Dr. Massey. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Bridget. And I'm on my magic carpet.
You're on your magic carpet. Can you just fly over here and we could dance or something?
Absolutely. That's it. Whenever I do, I've done like a shamanic journey, or whenever I just meditate, the thing that makes me feel the best is I imagine I'm like, I'm on this magic carpet and I just fly all around. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, girl.
That's great.
Well, I'll just pop on over sometime.
Come on over. Drive on over. I'll fly on over. You can just do your nose like Bewitch, you know.
Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha.
So I want you to know I'm rebounding as we talk.
You are.
And I already did my sauna this morning, and I've already taken my sulfur. So
man, you're on it, girl. Good. My goodness.
That's great.
Goodness. Aren't the rebounders really fun? I mean, aren't they the best?
There's so many ways to love ourselves. It sounds like you found a few.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, I wanted to say my teeth, it seems to, knock on wood, doing better. It's just slowly getting better and better.
Are you doing Dr. Ellie's or are you doing something else?
Yep, I'm doing that. And then Meridian gave me a couple of homeopathic things. And I did want to ask you, Meridian, so I know I'm supposed to put like 5 drops in the water or something and tap on it and then take a teaspoon of that.
Which potency remedy did I give you?
Oh, dear. I'd have to go downstairs and get it. It's tooth. Remember, I have an infected tooth. And
I'll just tell it to you like this, honey. If it says LM1, then you'll tap the bottle 5 times, and then you'll put a teaspoon into a half a cup of water, and your dose is a teaspoon. If it's a C or something like that, then you can just take 5 drops or put 5 drops in a small amount of water and take the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because so it's LM1.
If it's LM1, then you take a teaspoon from the bottle, put it into half a cup of water, and your dose is only 1 teaspoon. And if you notice that you're feeling better and at some point during the day you feel a little worse, you can stir that half cup and take another teaspoon.
Okay, that's what I was.
Something like your
and then
teeth.
What do I do? Then I just throw that out and make it again the next day or something like that.
Then you, at the end of 24 hours, you throw that away, and then you take another teaspoon and make a new one. And all those instructions should be written clearly on your bottle.
Well, I did say that, but I didn't know how, I didn't know if I could, how long I could keep it. You know, if I could
only
do this the next day,
hours.
The same stuff, if I didn't use it all, or I need to make fresh every day.
Only 24 hours.
Okay.
So, if you take it at 5 in the morning one day, then you could take it at 3 in the morning the following day, like that. But after 24 hours, you throw it away and create a new one.
Okay.
According to the, you know, according to Hanuman, who developed that a long, long time ago, but that's the basic recommendation.
Okay, cool. Well,
okay.
Wonderful. I'll keep y'all, let you know, but it seems to, things are seem turning around, so something's working. Feels like it.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm sorry?
I'm so glad.
Yeah, thank you. And then the other thing, I just turned on, but Patrick, I heard that you're having trouble with your back again.
He seems to be occupied with something else. We can't hear him right now, so... Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to talk to him about this this neuro movement that I do. I just think it is, and the more I do it, it's just amazing. So, just wanted to encourage him to maybe add that to his protocol.
Can't hear that.
Yeah, send him an email about it, Bridget.
I will. We've done it. We did it one time together, and it's just. Anyway, I just think it's amazing. But also, since I got you guys, so Dr. Massey, so maybe I'd love to talk to you just a little more about my tooth, about with the recall healing. What else? I know you told me one thing, because about business and stuff, I struggle. And you told me to write a letter to my business and then have my business write a letter back to me. And I have done that, but I just, you know, just thought I'd talk to you a little more about it. Any other tips or suggestions you have?
Wow, that sounds exciting that you actually did that. Can you share anything your business said back to you?
I guess it's stuff that you already know. Just I need to focus more. I need to, I do a lot of different things, and I think that's what is, you know, I keep thinking I'm going to sit down and really focus, and then I just have so many other things I do. I do it for a little bit, and then that's my problem is sitting down, I think, the main thing, because I don't want to sit. I get so much, I feel like I've accomplished so much if I'm out doing something, you know, whether doing privates or teaching a class or working in my gardens or fixing up my, cleaning my house. But then when I have to sit in front of a computer and act like and be a business person in that way, I don't know. I got to figure it out, but I fight it.
Sure. So with that M wave, if you get that little EM wave from Institute of Heart Math and put that on and then sit down and read like in the Jacques Martel book or the Recall Healing book about teeth in general, and then about that specific tooth, you'll get to see which part of the healing is unfolding for you at any moment. You can actually watch it on the little monitor. And it seems that different aspects of this come up at different times, like the peeling the onion idea. So,
yeah, I heard you say that. I like that.
Yeah. And so just keep peeling those layers and just watch what that little M wave says, you know. So like the teeth in general can be about all kinds of things. It can be about taking a bite out of life. It can be about showing affection. It can be about showing aggression. All of these things have to do with teeth. And so when a person sits down with their M wave and reads through that and they see this little green come up, just sit with that for a while and enjoy that healing and expound on it a bit. And then as we slowly get involved with that, the healing happens while while we're involved, rather than going at something directly, like I'm going to fix this tooth directly with direct efforts on this tooth. And that is one way, and that's important. But then the other way is what you're doing by writing the letters to your business and things.
And Bridget, right. You know, if you want some real extra support with that, you can always have a session with Dr. Massey and, you know, look at your ancestral family tree and in relationship to that tooth and your timelines and come up with something that can be very specific if you feel like you're hitting a wall with finding the answers for yourself. But it's all a way of just giving more love to your tooth.
I love you, Toofy. I love you, Toofy.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly,
helping, and I will do that when I can. I'm very interested in doing that, so I will definitely be in touch.
Bridget, before you go, what's been your experience so far with how long you've been on Dr. Ellie's program?
I just took me a little bit to get all the stuff, but I guess a month now or. Mm-hmm. But I love it.
How does it feel? Why do you love it? Why? What do you feel?
I can just feel it's helping my mouth. I love that. You know, I never felt right when I had floss all the time. I have, knock on wood, I've always had good teeth. Mm-hmm. And I would floss, and I could tell it was giving more space between my teeth. And I'm like, now that doesn't feel right, you know. But then everybody says you should floss. And I'm like, and I have a friend that he doesn't floss at all, and his teeth are great and strong. And so then all of it just started making sense. And now I don't floss at all. And I just gargle and squish that all through my teeth. And, you know, every once in a while I'll do a toothpick or I'll floss if I need to. But I think it was making my teeth worse. I think it was.
Well, that's what she says. Mm-hmm. She contends that everybody has a little bit of gum disease because the microbiome is just not right in most people's mouths because of what we do and the toothpaste
we
use. And it's, well, I don't know about the stuff, Bridge, but I think it's mostly, and that's why, well, anyway. So if you got a little bit of gum disease, her point is that if you got a little bit of gum disease, which everybody does, unless you got zeros when they check you at your dentist, and I don't know if anybody's ever had zeros, you know, with those gaps, that when you floss and you do that thing, you're actually disrupting this bacteria, and it's spreading it around in your mouth. That's her contention.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. And I did a little mini fast over the weekend. You know, I was listening to Ray, and she encouraged me to, and it made you realize how many times I'm putting stuff in my mouth, how little I truly need at this age, and, you know, how good I feel if I'm not so full. And and so I just think all of that we just have become, you know, gluttons to because everything is so available, and we just eat or drink more than we truly need. And I felt lighter. I'd wake up. I didn't sleep as much, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
So good to not be putting it in my mouth also. And so I think that's good for my teeth too.
Well, it's interesting. She talks about the idea, you know, we've heard this term remineralization, right? But where that comes from is the saliva. And this is what the xylitol does, is keep the saliva in a microbiome kind of happy thing where it's happy and it's working, you know, and where we drink a lot of stuff ongoing or eat a lot of stuff, the saliva is not remineralizing our teeth. And that's our contention. So to space out more in between food is helpful too, especially all night long where you have this saliva that's making your teeth stronger and harder, you know, and you know, looking nicer. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and when you use to wake up and you don't have bad morning breath.
I know. It's like, what is that about? I was telling that to Dr. Massey earlier. It's like, it's interesting. And, you know, I didn't have that fresh of feeling breath with hydrogen peroxide and baking soda, you know, and all the natural things we've done. Never felt that good. So what's that about?
No, neither. And I was using too. I've been using that for a long time, and then, you know, and then I kind of think about when I started using that more and more, and then I got this one infection in my tooth, you know, and I'm like, interesting, you know.
Yeah, well, proof's in the pudding, you know, is all you can do, you know. Well, you're a brave
That's
girl.
That's why I want to encourage you, Mr. Patrick, to do the Anat Van Yell work.
Oh, well, I know her work is the bomb because I just know that it's good because I get it the way she approaches it and she moves into that thing. And spiritually, I think she's right on. I really like that work. Okay.
So let me tell you, so you know, I'm passionate about it, and I've been doing it, and it's the one thing that I always get on the floor and do, just any time when I just either been working hard or been sitting for a while or whatever, I'll just get and do a little bit. I'll just do like 10 minutes, and I get up and I feel better. But what I want to say is, you're talking about floating and everything, what I'm learning more and more is it's like when you start to do this work and you let your bones slide through your body without holding on anywhere, it's like it's a same idea of like you're just this vessel kind of, and you don't grip, and you move with your bones, and your bones slide through, and then your ligaments, your tendons, your muscles, your fibers, they follow and stretch naturally, and your body just kind of snaps, just gets back in line. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, would you do a Skype thing sometime, a session with me and teach me this thing?
I'd love to, because there's so much to it, different little angles that you do. I'd love to, because it's a skill, and I keep telling people, it's a skill. The more you do it, I mean, I can just stand and then keep letting go in my bones and go into a gentle arch, and my bones just, I might have a tiny little adjustment, but I can feel little fibers popping and stretching, and it's just so amazing.
Yeah, you all aware of this this lady, Anat Van Yell?
Anat Van Yell.
Yeah, Anat, or something like that. Yeah, so let's do that because, you know, this piriformis thing pops up for me every year or so, and I'm over it. I don't want it anymore. So all the good things that I do, you know, the Pas de la Jing and the yoga, I'm going to stop it. I'm done. I'm not going to do it. So I've got to do some other body work on myself, and maybe this is it. You know, I'll try it. So I'm not going
to
do it anymore.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Because I want to say I hurt my way deep down in my sacrum not long ago, and it was a kind of feeling like I think people would think, oh, it's bone on bone, and
right.
Oh, I got to go have, you know, this is, and I fixed it. It took a couple of days, but I just kept saying, I know this stuff works because I've done it so many times now. That I've had an injury or a tightness or a kink and I just like, I know I can do this. And so it's just, it's being gentle, but it's like, I tell people, it's like you're like Investor Crusoe. What was his name? A little investigator.
Investigator Clouseau, yeah.
You're watching everything and you got to solve this piece to the puzzle, but that's why you just got to, watch everything.
Yeah.
You're just watching everything, feeling everything, and just moving so slow, and you'll find it. It's cool.
Well, you know, was it Buddha or somebody that said the three most important things in life? You know what they are?
What?
Pay attention, and pay attention.
That's so true. I'm telling you, that's what this is about.
That's right. You know,
cool.
I work with that a lot in my dream state, Bridge, is that when I'm really having an experience that I really like, I kind of talk to myself of stay awake, you know, the longer, you know, like with the near-death experience, like Doc talked about and I did mention, if you stay awake and you stay in the moment of that experience, right, that's where truth is, you know, that's God, that's truth, right? And as long as we stay awake, and not question where we are, like Doc said when he questioned her, you know what I'm saying? Stay awake. And you can learn how to do this. I'm working on it, that we can stay awake 24 hours a day. I mean, you can take this where you never lose your state of awareness, even when the body's sleeping. I mean, it's, you know, you can take this as far as you want to go with that basic concept that she's on to, Anat, of paying attention.
Yeah, and it's the best meditation I've ever done.
It's the only meditation because it's now. I mean, it's the only thing you can do, unless you want to watch your thoughts, and good luck with that.
Well, also to have such a focus in my body, with myself, with my bones, with all my little ligaments, tendons, feeling so deeply. I love it. That's how I want to meditate. I don't want to just sit. But if I can gently tilt my pelvis one way and feel my bones slowly moving that way and feel what's going to twist and pop and move and shift and,
sure,
you know.
Yeah. It's similar to what Meridian was saying earlier, isn't it, with the pain, right? Meridian, the same concept. You're looking at it. And you're looking at it and talking to the pain and saying, what is this? And where are the edges here?
Yeah.
Or whatever, where are the edges? What do you want? You know, what can I give you? And it goes back to recall healing thing, Doc, or what can I do for you, right? What can I do for your liver?
And biologically, that's how we all got here, is somebody noticed their pelvis.
I know. I think that was with my Uncle Tony. He had a lot of pelvis stuff, but we're not allowed to talk about it here. How did you spell Annette's name? Because I think we interviewed her. I want to put her in my search engine. How do you spell it?
A-N-A-T.
Yeah.
And B-A-N-I-E-L. Bangel.
B-A-N-I-E-L. I think we interviewed her, didn't we?
You did. No, you did.
Oh, here she is.
I was so excited when you did.
Yeah, wow. And, 2009. Oh, man.
She is, and it's based on the Feldenkrais work.
Yeah. I'll listen to this interview before I have a session with you. It's been only 8 years. I don't know why I can't remember it. So if you all would like to listen to this, just put in A-N-A-T-B-A-N-I-E-L to One Radio Network search engine and listen to a show we did with this lady in 2009. Wow. Pretty cool.
And just so you know, she's done amazing work with autistic children as well.
Really?
And with their mothers. I happen to have the wonderful privilege of being with her here in Austin while she worked with a group of over 100 mothers with autistic children.
Wow.
And there are a couple of really highly trained people who've been working with Annette for as many as 20 years already here in Austin. So, it's a fabulous, fabulous way of working with the body. And she does have CDs that you can work with daily if you want to do basic practice. And
I love her book. And because it goes into, it's about life, which everything is. But, I mean, her book is excellent because the questions she asks, how many times a day do you stop and feel what your body's, I can't remember exactly.
Sure.
But, I mean, the book is great. It's a psychology book as well as a body movement book.
Yeah. It's a way of finding peace through the body, of recognizing, I should say, the peace and the healing that's always there. And the body is one of the many ways. We don't have to negate the body to come to truth and awareness. We can really be present with it. And she is just brilliant with that work.
What'd she do with the autistic kids, Martin?
She actually worked with these gentle movements, and the children's spines would come back, which would allow the what I would consider at this point the cross wiring to uncross wire. And many children were able to fully function again after doing a series of work with her. So it wasn't just one session. But these children got their lives back through, I would imagine, it was releasing the crosswiring that was going on in the brain that was showing up in a reflex in the body. And she was able to bring the body into a state of peace, and the body would stop, over responding to senses, for instance, where the tiniest little sound.
I see, the little sound in the brain, and then boom, boom, and the kids, wow, pretty cool.
And she also talks about that she usually has to train the parents more than the children, because the reaction and where the parents' energy is so messes up the children. And she has to teach the parents to observe and she has these 9 essentials, and one is to have enthusiasm. But it can't be the kind of enthusiasm where you knock the child out of their focus. It's this enthusiasm, and the same goes when you're in your body. You have one tiny little feeling of, oh my God, something released. It's like, get excited over that in a healthy way. Like, say, oh my God, thank you, body, and cool, and I'm getting somewhere. And same thing with the parents and the children. Really cool how they just to teach the parents how to react and be with children.
That's
cool.
Well, that's great, man. We really have so many wonderful people doing these fun stuff around the world, isn't it? It's just crazy what's going on. Yeah. Okay, Bridge, thanks for it. It was a great call. I appreciate you being on the show, and thanks. And I'll get with you. And yeah, we'll do. I want to learn how to do this stuff.
Let's do some. I'd love to do it with
we'll
you.
We'll do it. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's great. Dallas says, what's happening when our stomach growls and makes other noises? So feed me. Probably feed me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Berigamy.
What's that, Meridian? What'd you say?
Oh, I'm not sure if I've even pronounced that right, but I call it Borborygmi.
Borborygmi?
Borborygmi. It's like this watery swishing sounds that you can hear in your in your belly sometimes.
Yeah. I kind of like it when my stomach is doing things and it's moving around and it's talking. That's the healthiest state for my stomach. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's doing something. It's doing what, you know, whatever, digesting or saying feed me or I'm happy or how you doing, Patrick? I'm fine. How are you? How's the wife and kids? How's Aunt Marge? Fine. You know, that kind of thing. How's Uncle Harry? How's he doing? Good. He's still on the sauce? Yeah.
All these little gazillions of microbiomes catching up. Latest news.
Yeah, that's right. They're all getting together and saying, what are we going to do here? Here's a question for you guys. This is from Lynn. Not the Lynn we know. My son suffers from hydrosis, severe excessive sweating, particularly in the armpits and in the hands. The only allopathic treatments I've been told are surgery to remove sweat glands, or Botox injections. Both treatments either come with unacceptable side effects or only temporary effectiveness, in my opinion. It's as if his fight or flight response has become stuck in the on position. It has affected his social life to such an extent that he doesn't like to shake hands. Oh, he's humiliated in his college classes because he's very obviously pours sweat from his pits and his exam papers. My goodness. He's stuck in an understandable feedback loop. The anticipation of it makes it worse. So far, none of the natural stress-reducing supplements we've tried have touched it. He's also can't tolerate wheat or dairy. Any help that Dr. Massey can give would be appreciated. Well, interesting. God love her.
Yeah. So, you know, in the recall healing type approach, if we were to use that approach as part of this, we ask ourselves, why would his automatic unconscious brain see this as an answer?
Oh, you mean the sweating, the as an answer to whatever?
Yes. How would it possibly be an answer to something in his personal life or something in the family life? And so we look at three things. We look at the family tree. We look at what happened between mom and dad during the pregnancy. And then we look at the person's own lived out experience to see if this is occurring when it started on an anniversary of something.
Mm-hmm.
So typically the sweaty armpits, I'm guessing he would have carried this for someone else, although it could be like a younger sibling. But the sweaty armpits, or the brain is washing off the dirt concerning someone I mothered or did not mother. It's like somebody I take under my wing. That's what the armpit is about. And if I'm pushing a lot of sweat there, I'm trying to wash off some memory of someone that I mothered or did not mother. And he can carry that for himself from something earlier in his life, like if he was supposed to protect his little brother one day or little sister and didn't do it, and now we're on the anniversary of that. Or if someone in the family tree had an experience like that, someone that was in their protection got hurt. And so we just look at that. And when we find out what the story is, the brain will turn off the sweating because we were able to talk about the feelings around that event, whatever it was. The ones with the hands, when people have sweating of the hands are typically about deeds. They're either deeds that are done that are good, like at work, or it can be a memory of the thief in the family clan. trying to wash my hands from an unfair accusation, for instance. And so we look for stories about why would this extra sweat make sense for my life or the life of someone in the family. So that's that part.
That's kind of fun, yeah. Yeah, well, I think she's onto something, though. I don't think you'd want to cut out the sweat glands. That would be a...
No.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good way, would it, Meridian? No.
So there are some homeopathic remedies. And we have to get a little specific. It's not like you just throw out a homeopathic remedy to somebody. Mm-hmm. So I need to know if his palms are cold, clammy, sweaty, or if it's warm. You know, and it sounds like he's got sweat in his armpits and is it also in the bottom of his feet and on his hands. Those sort of things help us to know. And if it's excessive sweat over the entire body, that's a little different than if it's just in the armpits. So it would be best if she gave me a call and we could do a session and figure out the specific remedy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And if she just wants to try, I mean, it's kind of hard to say go after this because there's different body types that go with different.
And as you've taught us, in homeopathic remedies, you really got to get the right one, don't you, Meridian? I mean, to work?
Yeah. Yes, you'd have to get the right one. Won't do a thing.
And you need more information to give her a right one, right?
I need a lot of information.
Yeah. So if you'd like to talk to Meridian or Dr. Massey, all of the information is always on the show page. And then you can reach them through email or telephone and maybe explore this a little bit. But, boy, this could be tough for college kids, man. All your friends are saying, hey, man, don't sweat it. But
My heart goes out to him. But, you know, this can change on a dime when you find the story.
Right.
Yeah.
When you find the story.
And, I mean, I've worked with this with people before where they were so embarrassed because they couldn't, their hands were so sweaty they couldn't, you know.
Huh. Yeah.
It felt like they couldn't shake hands with people. They were embarrassed about being intimate or close because they sweated so much. And if you find the right remedy, it can clear up really quickly.
Here's a good one. Any idea on how to slow 3 weeks of diarrhea? Wow. Imodium, I-M-M-O-D-I-U-M, didn't help. And the docs took a stool sample and still don't know anything. Don't know what's wrong. Why would the body have 3 weeks of diarrhea?
Yeah, well, see, that's the way to look at it. Like, how is this an answer for something?
Yeah, I mean, what's this trying to say to me, right? What?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the megaspore thing or?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things. First of all, I'm using a really amazing spore probiotic called Megaspore. And there is so much information now about it on the internet. The person who developed it is an amazing scientific researcher. He's been working with groups all over the world, in other countries where diarrhea is a huge, huge, huge issue. He's actually, I believe, from India, Kiran Krishnan. And basically spores are different than our basic probiotics because they can live through anything. Most of our probiotics are incredibly delicate, sensitive. They can't handle the heat or the hydrochloric acid. But these spores can live through millions of years. We've found them in salt areas in the earth. So they can live in the body and help to get the right probiotics going. If that person is experiencing what I call splatter paint kinds of diarrhea, where you just have gas behind it and it's a huge watery burst, there's a homeopathic remedy called Podophyllum. And you can take a 200C of that every time you have one of those releases. And then you can also make sure that you're getting some real support for replenishing your mineral base. So I have two products I really love. One is a humic acid-based product, and the other is a fulvic acid-based product. I have people take fulvic acid in water during the morning, and from 3 o'clock in the afternoon on, I have them take humic acid. They're minerals that give you energy in the morning. Those are the fulvic acid ones, and the humic acid ones help with the parasympathetic system in helping our bodies to balance and heal themselves. And I can give you two specific, it'll take me a minute here, but I can give you two specific cell salts that you can use to help with making sure that you don't get dehydrated. So I'll let Rich go ahead and talk while I look that up.
Yeah, so the diarrhea part, you know, the brain works on things that are literal, symbolic, virtual, imaginary. So if I've taken something in my life, I would want to know what's going on in this person's life that's difficult to digest. What is it that I want to get rid of as quickly as possible? Something that's coming into me. That can be diarrhea. Diarrhea can also be a way of trying to make my mother love me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. And so we look for relationships between the person and their primary caretaker when they were an infant. And just look to see what kind of thing the person considers filthy and disgusting and they're trying to get rid of as quickly as they can.
Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? Wash this out. You know, let's get rid of this.
Wash this out.
Uh-huh. Wash this man right out of my, what's that song? Gotta wash this man right out of my hair or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was. South Pacific.
Is that South Pacific?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the cell salts, Natrum Muriaticum 6X and Cali Phosphoricum 6X. And you would take two tablets of each of those together twice a day or every 3 hours if you're in the midst of really intense diarrhea so that you don't get dehydrated.
Yeah, because there's a lot of moisture there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And remember that Bayer company made that nice cough syrup, that stuff called heroin, and that'll stop.
Yeah, I still have some of that in the cabinet. I'm going to get some of that.
And but there is a pill called Lamotil.
Lamotil, yeah. I remember that one from my Mexico days, Lamotil.
Yes, yes. And so taking that one for symptomatic relief can help if you're not sick from this diarrhea. Like if you have fever, it means that you're trying to flush out something that's really a problem and you need to keep flushing it out and take care of it. You don't want to take something to plug it up and keep that fever-producing thing inside your body.
So without a fever, it's generally okay to stop it, you think?
Yeah. Go ahead and stop it and just give yourself a break and rehydrate. And so if you know anybody that has that Lamotil, I think it's called diphenoxylate generically, and you can take that. It's pretty gentle narcotic and should not be addictive and should stop the diarrhea when other things don't.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do that, you could start out, if you think that you've been exposed to some food that was really bad or something like that, mm-hmm. some poison mm-hmm. that your body might be on a physical level, Rich is talking about an emotional level, but actually this remedy would work on an emotional level as well. If you've been exposed to some emotional poison, you could start out by taking one dose of 200 cc of arsenicum album. And then when you have those, just that's one dose and that's all you take. And that will tell your body, okay, it's okay to release this poisonous influence emotionally or physically. And then the podophyllum will help your body to recognize that there's another way to release than having these explosive diarrheas.
Okay. Wow, man, that's great. Yeah, I remember first time I went to Mexico in the 70s. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, have you ever done the Montezuma's Revenge? You don't even want to think about it. It was just, what is it, bacteria in the water or something that our bodies aren't used to kind of thing?
And
Yeah, it's bacteria we're not used to. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the strategies that people have used successfully is to go to a country and stay in some special area for a little while until you soak up the vibes of that culture a little bit.
Get some of the bacteria.
And then the body doesn't react to the food and water.
Oh, as much, because you're getting a little bit every day.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's also, you know, actually embracing the culture, the different culture, because oftentimes we come in and we're in such a hustle and a bustle and we're trying to get somewhere and we've just been on an airplane and you know, all that. So,
well, I drank plenty of tequila. I thought I was getting involved with the culture. But, maybe that wasn't it. But you're talking about really spiritually, Meridian, getting in there and really getting involved and absorbing all the good vibes from the culture will help to build up some probably immunity, right? Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, kids, you know, I'd love to keep going, but, you know, I've got plumbers that are going to come over here soon to do my little water heater. So, you know, what are you going to do? They'll be knocking on the door, and that won't be pretty. It'll just be ugly when you're on the air. So thanks a lot, you guys. Appreciate it. What's up for you two today? Anything fun?
I'm going to go do a breath work session with Jesse Keener.
Oh, and breath work with Jesse. I know Jesse from years ago.
Yeah, she's back in Austin.
And what what kind of breath work is she doing?
It's a special kind that she learned. I can't remember this gentleman's name, but we want to have you over sometime and go through a session.
I'd love to, yeah. I love, yeah.
And, the shaman.
And then I'm writing an affidavit about the medical board.
Oh, good. That'll be good.
Another meeting on December 8th at the Capitol where citizens get to discuss what's going on with the medical board and if they should have 12 more years of unsupervised surveillance of the medical doctors in Texas or not.
So you're writing an affidavit, right? You're going to put a love stamp on that little puppy? Do that, you know?
Yeah. You know, and so I didn't sleep all that well last night. It brings up all this stuff that's, you know, going to get processed again. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it'd be good to write it, you know?
Yeah, it's good for me to write it. Mm-hmm. And and then Jacques Martel his very first appearance and is going to be here in South Texas.
In the United States.
And it's going to be in Bernie or San Antonio. I have a phone number. Let me get that for you because he's the guy that wrote that complete dictionary of ailments and diseases.
Yeah.
Really?
This guy's actually coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. So let me just go to workshops. Let's see. So if you want to call Giselle, if you live in this area, it's 210-380-1773.
And her name is Giselle?
Uh-huh, G-I-S-E-L-L-E. She's setting it up.
Jacques Martel. And the dictionary, what is it again, quickly?
Yeah, the Complete Dictionary of Ailments and Diseases. Oh. It's a book we use with that M-Wave. It's like the Recall Healing book. People can look up sciatica and read sciatica and put on the M-Wave and see what emotional thing is cooking for them. He's having a seminar on Sunday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, and Friday afternoon this next week. This guy's lived with John of God. He's studied with all kinds of people. You know, when you read his book, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Pretty fun. So do we know what city it's going to be?
You know, I haven't kept up the last few days. They were looking to see how many people we're going to sign up. It'll be San Antonio or the Bernie area.
Well, I guess people, if we have listeners in Dallas, Austin, Houston, that's a reasonable trip, right?
Yeah, it's worth making the trip for this guy. He's an exceptional being.
You guys going to go? You guys going to go?
Yeah.
We'll be there too.
You going to go?
Yes.
Cool.
We're all exceptional beings. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I noticed that with you guys. You're pretty exceptional beings and organic. It's organic too, which is good. No GMO string beans, you hear? No string.
That's it.
All right. Well, yes. I love you guys. Thanks a lot. It was really fun having you. We had a lot of good stuff today. And we'll put all Dr. Massey's and Meridian's contact info right on the show page. And, you know, maybe I could call, Giselle. Oh, I don't know if we have time, though, to get him on the air. I don't know.
He only speaks French.
Oh,
so
good. Well, that's probably a problem. Because I only speak Italian, and so that's a problem.
Exactly. So he'll have a translator there with him.
I see. All right. Well, okay. Well, thanks a lot. Okay, we'll see you guys.
Patrick.
All right.
What trick? What trick?
I just wanted to tell you that if you want to call me afterwards, I went through this huge dictionary I have of every specific muscle and tissue in the body, and I've got some information for you on the piriformis.
On the piriformis, so it's got a special kind of thing to it.
So, it's like a huge, it's almost like a Britannica of the body.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I'll call you.
Yeah, including movements and all that sort of thing to do for it.
And I'm gonna try your ice for a long time thing too. So that's a good thing I'll play with. And so my body will just kind of go into frozen, and I'll just be frozen in time. What do you think?
Yeah. That's
right. I watched a movie the other night where they actually freeze people, and the guy came out 80 years later, and it was a dumb movie, but you know, there was no redeeming social value to the movie whatsoever, except they'd have frozen for 80 years. All right, you guys, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Patrick,
I love you all very much. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do Open Phone Friday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. And this is the song we always play, well, we have for the last few months after Meridian and Richard, because I think it really fits them. And we moved on from the always look on the bright side because, you know, we just did that. So I love you guys. See you in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Well, she won't give in. She won't crack a smile or a grin. Well, she won't give in. Oh, but she sure is different. Well, it's written in red, all in her eyes. There's no disguise. Well, she lost so much in Tivoli. Together we could go.
Yeah.